Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and oldnavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hey guys, Uma and Ian with you. It's day 11 of our At The Movies Advent calendar. Only 14 more Christmas movies to watch.
I'm so full of festive cheer.
So for day 11, we thought we'd do something a little different. We're actually watching a Halloween movie. Mm-hmm. It's The Nightmare Before Christmas, 1993.
It's not directed by Tim Burton.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Well, it's Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, but it's actually directed by the great Henry Selick.
Yes.
Right? The great Henry Selick, because Henry Selick has done some tremendous stop-motion work with Coraline, with James and the Giant Peach. I quite enjoyed the animation in Monkey Bone as well, even though the movie wasn't great.
Monkey Bone's great.
That was when Brendan Fraser was still hot.
Yes.
So I absolutely love this movie, man. I mean, for me, this is the definition of, like, as close to perfect filmmaking as there is. Because, yeah, you know, you're introduced to this completely alien world in which resides, you know, Jack Skellington and Sally and this weird-looking Santa Claus and a creepy mayor and all of this stuff. Halloween Town, because it's a place where all holidays have their own towns. And it's nothing, it's like nothing you've ever seen before. So you've got this landscape that is completely new and unrecognizable and horrific. And so everything is a feast for the eyes.
And it's hard to think of now, because now it's just like, you just think of, that's what the inside of Tim Burton's brain is like. Like, everyone, he's done it so many times now, you just like, that's what you expect. You know what I mean? I think it's hard to forget how shocking it was at the time. And I remember wanting to go see this. And to this day, my dad still refers to this as that awful movie. We went to see this in the cinema, and it was my sister's birthday, and they knew nothing about it, and, you know, trailers weren't so big back then. And, oh God, when Oogie Boogie came on, my dad was just like, this, he wasn't scared. He was like, what is this nonsense?
It's
such good nonsense. But that first experience was myself and my sister sitting there red-faced, just because we were embarrassed for our parents just being not cinephiles.
Even watching it as a kid, I think I was completely blown away by how strange and haunting everything was. And, you know, it was like watching Star Wars. It was like watching Beetlejuice. It was like watching all of these weird movies that came out during that era where people were, I think, allowed to play for some reason a lot more than they are today. And, yeah, I mean, the story is exceptional as well. I mean, Jack Skellington of Halloween Town finds a secret passage to Christmas Town, which is so much cooler
exciting. What's this?
And so much cooler and more exciting. And so he decides, you know what? I'm going to annex Christmas.
Yeah, well, in a nicer way. He more thinks that he can help improve it, or that they can
merge
the two of them together.
How is it nicer that he kidnaps Santa Claus and gives children traumatic presents?
Because he's from Halloween Town. He doesn't know any better.
Snakes. He gives children snakes.
Well, that's what you give children in Halloween Town, like snakes or candy cane, basically, analogs.
Shrunken heads.
Yeah, everyone loves it. This is what Tim Burton would do if he was able to give shrunken, if he could get away with giving shrunken heads to his nieces and nephews.
I don't think there's another Christmas movie that kidnaps and tortures Santa Claus.
I think there's at least four. But the key is that Jack, like, I mean, the design of Jack is amazing for how it can be so cute and also terrifying. When he decides to be scary, I think at the end, when he turns on Oogie Boogie, and he's like, he really, there's a reason why I'm Jack Skellington. I'm the king of Halloween Town. So they have that mix, but also his character, he doesn't mean to destroy Christmas. It just kind of happens accidentally. He was just going to put a little Halloween Town spin on Christmas. It just turns out he made every single wrong choice that you possibly could.
And everything is unrecognizable. Even Santa Claus is unrecognizable if it weren't for the white and red suit. And I think that's why the design of this is so fascinating until today. And what's more, it's not just the design. I mean, there's fantastic music in this, composed by Danny Elfman. I mean, he is Jack Skellington's singing voice.
Yeah, there is a whole lot of umpa, 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 which, I mean, it's become a cliche at this point. There's like, I think it's College Humor of that clip of basically saying how Tim Burton makes movies, and there's like, oh, we've got loads of white face paint, and Danny Elfman, have you got a theme in your head? And he just makes that umpa noise, and that's like, great, you got it.
and the choreography because of that, right? Because of the weird music and weird setting, the choreography is magic as well, because the whole town kind of moves along with the music, and they forget gravity.
And they're all animated one frame at a time.
Everything is one frame at a time. Apparently, the movie took 3 years to complete. 100 people only average 60 seconds of film per week.
A week? Oh, my God.
Per week, not even per day.
And how many nervous breakdowns were there?
Oh, too many.
Could you imagine you get to the end of that week and then you knock coffee over it or something? I'm always amazed that they make these movies. It's gotten a little, slightly, in some ways, easier nowadays, in that I think for the newer the Leica stuff, they can 3D print the faces.
Yes.
So they can animate the faces, and like, they're swapping them. They have still to swap them in and out, but like, they're not carving. I mean, never mind the animating. They're also carving all these models by hand.
All these worlds by hand, right? Yeah. Exactly. And you know, but the lyrics of the music as well. The music is fantastic. And, you know, it's so Gilbert and Sullivan-esque, everything he's written here. The visual surprises come at you a mile a minute, and there's nothing boring about this film. And Santa's kidnapped, man. Come
you
on.
You can't get over that.
Come on. It is a great way to do a Christmas film.
Yeah. And some of that image of Jack on the slightly curling hill is just when he's a kind
it's
of...
It's iconic.
It's beautiful. It's iconic, exactly.
It's also, for some reason, really stood the test of time. And when I say that, I don't mean that it hasn't dated. I mean that this generation seems interested in the toys. They keep releasing new toys for a movie that's 30 years old.
I see, like, I mean, I think the US equivalent would be Hot Topic. I don't know where these kids are getting them here, but like, you see on backpacks and things the Jack Skellington face.
Correct.
I mean, it's, you know, I'm a dark and moody teen. How am I going to show that? I'm going to watch The Nightmare Before Christmas all the time, even though my parents hate it.
Was this movie actually released during Christmas or over Halloween? I don't know.
Oh, it must have been, in Ireland, it would have been Christmas because my sister's birthday is in December.
There you go.
So. It is a Christmas movie. It's not, because it is, if it was Christmas invading Halloween Town, then that would be a Halloween movie. But it is like Jack in his Santa gear makes it Christmas.
Yeah, no, Jack Skellington is a great, great Tim Burton invention. He is like the secret love child of, I don't know, Beetlejuice and Batman.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, only he sings a lot more.
Yes.
This movie is full of these moments. It's full of these kind of set pieces and moments that make a really, really good complete whole. But when you think about it and consider them by themselves, I'm amazed I'm not a lot more scarred than I already am.
This just opened the way for more of the scars that make you the beautiful snowflake that you are.
Thank you very much. Nightmare Before Christmas. Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas, only not directed by Tim Burton, directed by Henry Selick.
Don't forget Henry Selick's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Don't forget that name, because I think Henry Selick gets very little love for this. Yeah. And it's his direction that actually makes this movie what it is. Sure, it's from the brain of Tim Burton.
But he just came in every 4 weeks and reviewed a minute of footage.
Maybe, yeah. But, you know, I mean, and you can see this all the way through with James and the Giant Peach, with Coraline. I mean, the sheer skill in storytelling, it's absolutely incredible. Go check it out. This will make up for Jingle All the Way.
Yes.
Day 11 of our At the Movies Advent Calendar. Let us know what you think of our list so far. I'm on at Uma Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
This is At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.